What do you call the flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? Would you call it the marshes or marshland or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so. See, I never lived around that.
So that word isn't for me to you then?
No, that's not for me to
tell. All right. Well, what would you call a pair of straps that are worn over the shoulders to hold up a man's trousers?
Suspenders.
And what would you call unthickened gravy that you make by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat?
Call it thickening gravy.
All right, that's the unthickened gravy that you just add the water to?
No, thickening.
No. No, you wouldn't call it. If it's not thick, it wouldn't be thickening gravy. I don't know what you call it. I don't make gravy with no thick.
Well, if you made it with ham, what would you call it?
Red gravy.
I just call it red gravy.
All right. Well, what do you call the liquid you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I call him a poor hog.
Alright. What do you call an itching soreness you might have between your toes?
Athlete's foot.
Alright. And what do you call homemade whiskey?
Homemade what?
Whiskey.
Kennesaw, moonshine.
What's the first word?
Kennesaw.
Alright. And what do you call just cheap whiskey? Any kind of cheap whiskey?
Right, good.
Alright. And what do you call something, anything that a child likes to play with?
They like to play with a heap of different things.
A child might want something for Christmas, and it'd probably be a...
A pistol.
Oh, what are all those things?
Pistol, wagon.
Oh, a pistol, or a wagon, or a doll, or all those are different kinds of.
Different kinds of things.
But what are they?
A little girl like a doll, and little boys like pistols and little guns and wagons. And
but all those things together are called what? Different kinds.
Toys.
What's that word?
Toys.
So one of them would be one?
One kind of toy and one another kind of toy.
Alright. Now, this section of my questions is about word patterns. You know, like some words change to show a change in time.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I'd say, right now I see you, but I'd say, yesterday I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
So the word here changes from see to saw. Or I might say, we go to church every Sunday, but we went to church last Sunday. And we have gone to church every Sunday for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So here, see, go changes to went and to have gone. You see what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean.
All right, well, let's try this one. Think about the word sing. You would say, has that song ever been
sung?
Right, all right. Then you might say, I what that song yesterday?
I sang that song yesterday.
All right. Well, let's try this one. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Been delivered.
Well, I'm talking about buying.
Oh, been bought.
And I might answer, yes, I what the groceries yesterday?
I bought the groceries yesterday.
All right. And if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Delivered.
No, sorry.
Eaten.
All right. And I might answer, yes, I what them yesterday?
I ate them yesterday.
All right. And if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me,